All right, so today we are diving into these, kind of annoying YouTube pause ads. You know those ones they pop up right when you hit pause on a video? And we've got this WebPro News article, you sent it over. It does a really good job of breaking down like the whole rollout, what people are saying about it, all that.
And you know what I think is interesting about this is it seems like such a small thing on the surface, right? But it kind of speaks to this larger issue that all these streaming platforms are dealing with. Like,
Finally.
how do you keep the lights on? How do you make money without completely turning off your audience?
Like they're stuck and we're stuck with them.
Exactly.
So, okay, for anyone who hasn't actually experienced this yet, picture this. You're in the middle of watching something on YouTube. You hit pause to, like, I don't know, grab a snack, maybe refill your coffee, and bam, ad right there. Just like, hey, we got you for a second. Might as well try to make some money.
They're really trying to capitalize on that like captive audience moment.
Totally.
You're not going anywhere. Your attention is right there.
And is it working? I mean, from like a business perspective, from their perspective.
Well, the article, it mentioned that Google's chief business officer said these pause ads have been a big hit with advertisers.
Oh, really?
So,
That's interesting.
I mean, it makes sense
It does.
because they've got you right there. You're stuck in YouTube land.
You literally can't go anywhere.
Exactly. You're more likely to at least see the ad, maybe even engage with it because you're stuck.
You're
You're
trash.
trapped.
And think about, like, I don't know, down the line, what if these pause ads become more than just like a static image or a video? What if they become interactive?
Oh, man, like polls, quizzes, mini games, trying to find any way to just like grab you in for those few seconds.
See, that's where I'm like, okay, I'm trying to enjoy my 5-minute break from work, and suddenly I have to do a quiz about which brand of toothpaste I prefer. That's a little much.
Where does it stop, right? Like, at what point does it go from, okay, I get it, free content, some ads, to like, hold on, I'm being exploited here.
Especially because at the same time, YouTube is pushing their premium service, which is ad-free. So it's like they're dangling this utopia in front of us where there's no ads, and then they're making the other experience, the free one, kind of unbearable.
And you know, the article even mentioned that YouTube is trying to spin this as a less interruptive experience.
Oh, really?
Like they're claiming that pause ads could actually mean fewer ads overall. I don't know. And they're backing this up by saying that they rolled this out more widely because of strong advertiser and viewer response.
Viewer response.
That's what they said.
Have they met the internet?
Have you seen anyone online actually praising pause ads?
Not a
Oh,
chance.
me neither.
It's been like a meme fest over on Twitter.
Oh, totally.
Everyone's making jokes comparing it to like pop-up ads from like the dawn of time, the early internet. Do you remember Juicy Blinger's comment about feeling like a human pinata?
That's exactly how it feels.
It's so true. And I think that anger, you know, it tells you that people feel like a line has been crossed. Like we get ads before videos, we even get them during videos, but this is different.
It's like they're saying, we know you're not really paying attention, so we're going to make you pay attention.
Like, I just want to scratch my nose, you too. I don't want to have to think about which brand of paper towels I prefer.
It's too much. And the thing is, it's not just YouTube.
The article mentioned Hulu's doing it.
Hulu, AT&T, Sling TV, they're all trying it out. And it makes you wonder, like, where does it end?
That's what I'm saying.
What's next? Ads every time you adjust the volume.
Or like change the episode.
It's like a dystopian streaming hellscape.
Totally. Although some people in the comments were saying that they'd switch platforms if it gets worse.
I saw that.
So maybe there's hope.
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? Because right now, YouTube can kind of get away with this, you
Right,
know?
everyone uses it.
They have the users, they have the content, so they have the power. But what if enough people actually get fed up and leave?
Right, like go to the smaller platforms.
The ones that actually care about the viewing experience, not just the bottom line.
Okay, but those sites have problems too, right? Like they don't always have as much stuff to watch.
That's true, and sometimes they're not free. It's a tough situation all around, but I do think it highlights something really important.
What's that?
We need more choices. We need more options in the streaming world because right now, for a lot of people, YouTube is the internet.
So they're stuck.
They're stuck with whatever YouTube throws at them. And I think this whole pause ads thing really makes you think about like the bigger picture.
Yeah, for sure. Like, we expect everything to be free online these days.
But what are we giving up for that free content? our time, our attention, our sanity.
And for the people who can afford it, YouTube Premium starts to look pretty good.
Exactly. Which might be the whole point.
It's like they're trying to make the free experience so bad that you have to pay up.
Maybe. But either way, it's clear that something has to change.
Totally. So where do we go from here? Yeah, it really feels like we're at a crossroads, right? Like, will these companies just keep pushing the boundaries? Or will people actually start, you know, demanding better?
And that's where I think being informed is super important. Like, the more we understand about these tactics these companies are using, the more we can actually choose where we spend our time online.
So it's not just about, like, complaining about these ads to our friends on Twitter. It's about actually doing something about it.
Exactly. It's about our choices, you know? Where do we click? What do we watch? Do we pay for a subscription or do we not? Those are the things these companies pay attention to.
It's almost like we have more power than we realize.
We do. We really do. It's just about recognizing that power and then actually using it.
So what can we do? Besides, obviously, you know, the whole paying for premium thing.
Well, I mean, for one, if you find a smaller platform, a smaller website that you really like and they're doing things right, tell people about it.
Okay.
Support them.
Word of mouth.
Exactly. And also, don't be afraid to demand better. Like, if enough people complain, if enough people say, hey, this is not okay, these companies, they will listen.
Because they want to keep our business.
Exactly. At the end of the day, it's all about, you know, what are we willing to put up with, both individually and as a society?
Yeah. What does it say about us? That's a whole other conversation.
Right.
But I think this has been a really interesting conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's definitely made me more aware of what's going on and you know, maybe a little bit more proactive about, you know, my choices online.
That's what we like to hear.
So to everyone listening out there, be mindful, be vocal.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you've got the power.
You've got this.
To shape your own online world.
100%.
And on that note, we'll wrap things up here. This is a fascinating deep dive into this whole YouTube pause ads thing.
Definitely interesting times we're living in.
We'll see what happens next. Thanks for listening, everyone.